Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
a girl calls the show.
What? Wait. Oh, man. Wait right here. I'll be right back.
Why? What's going on?
I need to go cover up this zit.
All right. We're back in the basement.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about listener favorites again this week. One thing too, Patrick, we don't do this enough. We really should thank Court Jar and,
yes,
and Randall Brown for that music that you just heard.
I know.
Right?
That's so familiar to all of us now.
It is as well known now in America as what Doc Severinsen played.
That's right.
For Johnny Carson, right?
Yeah, or the national anthem.
That's right.
I would say that's correct.
Happy birthday. It's up there with those.
It's kind songs. Of up there in the big three. And without Randall Brown and Court Jar, none of us would have that feeling. So
I want to give a shout out to the band. And if you get a chance, visit their website, courtjar42.com, and you can find more of their music there and ways to buy it and all of that. So support them. They're great guys. And they really, that's been a great additional show and helps us out. Yeah. Okay, now, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Please listen to this show.
Every day.
Every day. And please subscribe and rate and review on Apple Podcasts. That would help us out.
That's all you got to do.
We are going to play a call that just came in the other day to the Suburban Party Line with a listener we've not heard from before talking about her favorites from last year.
Okay.
But before we do that, one thing we should address here, because we often talk about artists' passings, unfortunate passings, and we just had one happen the other day.
We did.
And we should mention this. So it was Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
That's right.
Only 46 years old.
It's awful.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's terrible. Completely unexpected.
The Cranberries were one of those bands that came on in the 90s. I think they hit at like exactly the right time. They had that kind of 90s alternative sound, but it had, I think, maybe some broader appeal, an Irish band. And they just had these kind of dreamy songs, lots of layers. And I think it just, you know, it was the right band, the right sound, the right time. And apparently so. I was shocked to learn how many records they sold.
Is that right? They sold a lot.
I just looked it up today, and the first album in the U.S. sold 5 million, so five times platinum.
Wow, I had no idea.
The second was seven times platinum.
Holy Christ.
And then the third one even, which I, at that point, they kind of fallen off my radar. I think even that one was double platinum.
That's
so
incredible.
So they really had a lot of fans, and I think I really noticed that by the outpouring of emotion, you know, and tributes after Dolores' death, because, you know, I think I was even just surprised by that, just by how many people and the range of people, the range of other artists who really, you know, respected their work and really, you know, were saddened by this news. So,
yeah, obviously way, way too soon. And I believe she was in the process of working on some new music too at the time. So that's really a shame. It's just difficult when someone is that early on in their creative career. I mean, you know, just think of how many more albums there could have been.
So Dolores O'Riordan, rest in power.
Rest in power.
Thank you.
All right, now let's get to the call.
Hi, my name's Taylor. I just wanted to call and tell you about my favorite songs from 2017 because I think it'd be really sick to get y'all's mixtape. I just tweeted y'all that it wasn't too late. Love to talk about it more, but some of my favorites were Great Grandpa put out their album, Plastic Cough. Had some gems on it, just her style singing and whatever. Chastity Belt's new album was really good too. Became a lot more of a jam band, put some serious stuff in their music writing. Also, I definitely agreed with what you said about Nicole Adkins. I'm excited that she put out a new album. I went and saw her in Denton a few years ago, and she was just absolutely captivating. Well, I'm at work, so maybe I should get back to it.
All right, that was Taylor.
Yeah, nice to hear from her.
At work. Get back to work, Taylor.
Get back to work,
no,
man.
Don't call.
No.
You know, you want the mixtape. You got to do what you got
to
do. Right?
Yeah, we might have to alter the jingle. If you're glad or sad or high or at work.
Or at work.
Call the Suburban Party.
That's right.
Love it.
Okay, a couple bands here. So first of all, you know, she'd mentioned Nicole Adkins,
yep.
who we interviewed on the show mm-hmm. last year. So that was really fun. But let's talk about these two other bands.
Yeah.
So first one, Great Grandpa. Do you know Great Grandpa?
Nope. Hopefully they're on Bandcamp.
Well,
I'm going to learn.
Okay, so Great Grandpa, they...
It's not like a Paul Westerberg sneaky side project,
is it?
No, that
was Grandpa Boy, right?
Yep.
I honestly don't know much here about Great Grandpa, but I do know that they're opening for Diet Sig.
Oh, well, that works.
At Rock and Roll Hotel in mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. on February 28th. So they must be on there must be other dates, too. They're opening for
yeah.
this tour.
Well, I see that they have a Plastic Cough is available on Bandcamp for $7 USD or more. And you can get it right there. So that looks pretty good.
All right, let's hear what they sound like. This is
cool.
Teen Challenge. So Great Grandpa, according to the internet, is listed by themselves as a 5-piece grunge pop band from Seattle. They even call themselves grunge.
I like that.
I thought that was kind of done. But
yeah, very cool.
All I know is it gives me another reason to want to go see that Diet Sig show.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
One of the openers, mm-hmm. so that's cool. So I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Very crunchy.
Yeah, totally off the radar. There's a band, I think you and I both agree on, Jim, called, Katana, right? They're from Philadelphia, a trio, kind of a punk rock trio. I heard a little similarity there in that clip we heard, granted just the first song I've heard, but I thought there was some sonic similarity there.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing them. I gotta go to that show. Okay. The other one mentioned was Chastity Belt.
Yeah.
And you know Chastity Belt?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Chastity Belt is from Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah, I knew they were from somewhere up in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, so we'll hear a little bit of them as mm-hmm. we play out here. But before we do, we would like to hear from more people. They can call the Suburban Party Line, even at work. 612-440-1984. In fact, you might as well call from working and you know, that way you don't have to pay long distance, right? Your employer does that.
What are we made of money?
So do that. And to Taylor, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
And please email us rock@suburbspod.com and get us your mailing address, and we'll get the mixtape, the sick mixtape, right out to you, right?
Absolutely right. Via USPS. Hopefully they deliver to offices.
And Taylor sounds like somebody, I think, younger than we are.
I'm
kind of making an assumption here, but that's what I think.
Just a guess.
And if that's the case, then maybe really your idea of tell one friend, that really applies
that's
here,
what
right?
It is. Just tell one friend.
We can reach a more diverse audience that way. So Taylor,
exactly.
Tell all your friends.
Just
Taylor.
Tell all your friends. Or one. Just tell one good friend. And
there you go. And
one
then
at a time.
Also, for the youngins, you can find us on the social medias.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @SuburbsPod. Now, as we leave you, reminder that we still have 3 more days of listener favorites that we're going to do. Many more calls we're going to get to.
Yes, we do.
And here, as we end this episode, is Chastity Belt with a song called Different Now.
Yes.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
To get y'all's mixtape.